Teaser Talk is sponsored by Concert Tees. You just scored tickets to your favorite metal band. Man, you're not thinking about anything but the music, the mosh pit. But what are you going to wear? You're ready to rock out with your cock out, but let's be honest, you need to put that shit away. That's where Concert Tees comes in. They offer a variety of rocking outfits. You're sure to find something that's going to be perfect for your concert. The prices are affordable, and shipping is free to anywhere in the United States. I'm about to sweeten this badass deal a little more. If you use the promo code TEASERTALK at checkout, you're going to get an additional 15% off your entire order. Man, if that doesn't rock, I don't know what the fuck does.
Hey everyone, welcome to the first episode of Teaser Talk. My name is Holly. I'm here with my co-host Donna.
Well, hello.
Hi, you guys. I'm super excited because Donna and I have been friends for so long, and now we're going to be able to be co-hosts and just convey our weirdness out to the world. We have been friends since, what, we were about 14 years old?
Yep, 14, 15 years old. Friendship based on pure stupidity and a love for music.
We'll just build an incredibly strong foundation of doing that here. We're 10, 15 years later, and we're still going strong. So with all that being said, obviously we grew up, kind of. And now
kind of.
We kind of had a thirst for more, right? You know, seeing more of the music, getting more experiences. I say that's one thing that has not changed.
Yeah, and let's not sugarcoat it. We just wanted to meet cool people from cool bands. Let's put that out there.
Yeah, that's definitely a dead giveaway. I mean, who doesn't, right? With that being said, I started doing some concert tease blogs, putting out content for the fans. But then I had realized quickly that, man, this is just content that's just going to I feel like it's going to outgrow the Concert Tees blog in itself. And just knowing your quirkiness, knowing how awesome and rad you are, we came up with a plan of building Teaser Talk, and I feel like the rest is going to be history.
Absolutely. So it was a really good foundation, just the blogs, because I think that's really all that was going on at the time when we found out we were going to have the opportunity to go to Warped Tour and interview some pretty awesome people. And I think it was really those interviews and how great they turned out that made us really want to branch out and start this podcast so we could share that a little more personally.
Yeah, and then also, you know, view it from a fan perspective, right? Because, I mean, we're just, I feel like, at least I feel like I'm a commoner, you know? I don't have any big credentials or anything like that, but I mean, I just wanted to experience that. So what's a cool way of not doing it and doing it on a large level and putting out in the world for everybody to hear all the shenanigans and everything else, and, you know, also tie in some, maybe some fashion pieces or some reviews on some albums and things like that to kind of diversify the podcast, if you will.
Absolutely. Just a couple of fangirls.
That's it. So, speaking of fangirls, we just got done from attending our very first Vans Warped Tour, which I'm not sure how we got away with not being able to attend it other than maybe lack of fun when we were younger.
That's right. We're not poor 15-year-olds anymore. It was finally in our budget to go to the Warped Tour.
So, just wanted to kind of start this podcast off and just kind of talk about our experience, you know, from a first fan perspective and how we, you know, how we survived that 110-degree temperature. So, Donna, what was your favorite part, would you say, about that day?
Man, so my favorite part, like, as you said, it was so hot. It was insanely hot. And there were just so many friendly people there just ready to cool you off. We were standing in a mosh pit watching Hatebreed. And this girl beside me just turns around. She has a little fan with a mister. She just sprays me right in the face with it, which, you know, normally you'd probably think that was offensive. But, man, in that heat, that was a very welcomed spritz to the face. And she just, hey, man, you looked hot. I just thought that was awesome. And, I mean, the whole atmosphere of the Warped Tour, the people there were just great. The day before, we'd actually gone to a show where they were playing country, and some of these people were just a little nasty. I think we almost got into a brawl, right? You had to take your ring off. But that was not the case with these hardcore metal fans at all. I mean, they were also friendly, don't you think?
Absolutely. And, you know, it's the fans that were amazing, but it was also the staff working there. I mean, you had security guards that were offering us their frozen grapes or, you know, offering us a bottle of water. There was water everywhere just to make sure that everyone was hydrated, even though there's a lot of people that we had seen that get sick. But, I mean, that was another thing. People just toughed it out, right? I mean, we rocked out until people were dropping like flies.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But with that being said, it's that hot. And look at how many people still were out there in that heat to support their favorite bands. That was amazing to me.
And you know what was also amazing, too, and I know you could definitely speak on this just because you were there to witness it with me, was how everybody dressed. I mean, it's fascinating to see how people in, like, the metal rock fan base present themselves and how much they care. So do you want to just kind of share with everybody your perspective on how people were dressed there?
Oh, yeah, it was great. I mean, you saw so many awesome outfits. There were, you know, just some funny, like, graphic tees, like, aimed towards people's favorite bands. But one thing with how everybody dressed was, I mean, there were people there of all shapes and sizes, and everybody was just so confident in what they wore. I mean, you know, you had big girls wearing bikinis, and they looked great in them because you could tell they just felt great. Nobody was judging people for what they were wearing. It was really cool to see. And I think that's what Concert Tees is really about, making you look good and feel good and just be ready to rock out at an awesome show.
Absolutely, because, you know, obviously everybody knows that feeling. If you feel like you don't look good, or if you feel like you don't, you know, just feel good, it's just a crappy experience. You don't want to, you know, go to a concert wearing high heels and take on makeup just to end up having your feet hurting and then your makeup burning off of your face. I mean, we're there, like, volunteers. They don't give a fuck about what kind of label you're wearing, what kind of brand you're wearing. And we're all there for the passion for music. It's not just to kind of walk down the fashion runway, right? I agree. I appreciate that, the insight on Concert Tees and how, you know, it's really geared towards, I mean, obviously looking good, but it's affordability and it's comfortable because we'll be standing at, you know, a day's festival.
And you know what? That affordability part's important too, because, you know, we're busy spending all our money on our concert tickets.
That's it. I mean, you want to collect experiences and not things. So this is definitely one of the core values within Concert Tees. So what's happened to you? To letting everybody know, why were we there? Like, obviously, other than it's a kick-ass festival or it's a kick-ass tour, can you let everybody know what we were there for?
Right, yes. So we were there, and Holly, you did an awesome job setting this up, let me just say. So you'd reached out to Jamie Josta of Hatebreed and Jess Margera of CKY, who both were, like, just really big influencers on us when we were growing up, just kind of giving us that platform of our love for music and the kind of music. So it was really exciting. I know for me, the second you told us we were going to see Jess Margera, like, I think I almost peed my pants, or, you know, maybe I did, but that's embarrassing. I can't tell everybody that. But it was definitely exciting to know we were going to have that experience.
It was, like you said, you know, I couldn't imagine. I remember being 15 years old and just rocking out Hatebreed so much, or doing stupid shit watching Jackass, listening to CKY, you know, just, it's insane. And it was just an insane experience to be able to connect with those people. The entire night we kept talking about how our 15-year-old self, like, our 15-year-old self positioned us, and they cultivated us to be this person today so that this would happen.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, when you say those experiences, it just, for us, it went so far beyond even, I think, what we expected. Wouldn't you agree? I mean, you know, we thought we were going to sit down and just ask these guys some questions and go on our way. And, I mean, they were both such awesome guys. We had just so much fun with them. And it was so much more than just sitting down and doing a blah interview.
Absolutely. And I think that one thing that has helped me gain some perspective and confidence was when I had interviewed Jeremy Spencer from Five Finger Death Punch, shout out to him, in May. I was so nervous, and it was just so funny because I've been to their shows, I can't remember how many times, and when he had agreed to do an interview, I thought it was a trick that there was going to be a restraining order on the other side. Just joking, but that's how many times we've been to them to see their shows, you know, pay for VIP, beat groups, things like that. And it was just exciting to see that. And then also when you're sitting down talking to these people, realizing that they're just people too. Like, you know, like they don't care about their big, you know, status. It's just awesome to see how humble these guys are. And again, I feel like that's also within maybe the industry, or the genre that we're looking at. But, you know, that definitely helped me gain a lot of confidence. And then, yeah, you know, meeting with Jamie. Now, I'm not going to lie. Like, he, I was very intimidated to meet with him.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Are you kidding me? Like, that was just going to be, yeah. But he was one of the most down-to-earth people. Like, how awesome was he? Just courteous, polite, such a gentleman. And I'm sure, like, he probably doesn't want a lot of people knowing how nice he is.
Oh, yeah. He's got to keep that badass persona.
But shout out, too, to Jamie for being so awesome. He was actually so excited to offer somebody, I think, outside of the bus, some fudge that he had gotten from a fan in a previous state. And I'm just such a weirdo. Like, I hate eating food that other people have cooked, unless if I know that it's commercial. It was just creeping me out. I'm not gonna lie. Not that I was worried that he would give us bad food, but it was just like, who made that food for you, right?
Right. Right. But you can't turn down Jamie Josta's fudge. I mean, if he wants to share his fudge with you, who are we to not accept Jamie Josta's fudge?
I know, right? So rude. So we had to try that, and I will say I was very impressed. I'm not sure who the maker of the fudge was, but shout out to her, him, because it was some badass fudge. I'm actually on the hunt to find some better fudge. That's my goal, I think, within the next couple of months is finding better fudge. Yeah. Yeah. I'm just,
I don't know. We're just going to have to get a hold of Jamie and just, find that fudge maker. I'm going to have her mail some to West Virginia for me.
That's so funny. But I mean, you know, just taking from that, I think that kind of set the pace for the evening, you know, hanging out with him and realizing how down to earth he was. The first thing he offered us was water. I mean, who are we? We're actually asking him to take time out of his day to speak to the fans. And then here he is offering us bottled water and fudge. It was just funny to see. That was just not our expectations. Not that we were expecting anything, but I was just kind of like, man, this guy, freaking lead singer of Hate, are you kidding me? I remember, you know, going to every show and just hearing bands cover for them. It was just a surreal moment, to say the least.
It was. So then we went to meet with Jess Margera after that. So, you know, our expectations, as you said, were exceeded by Jamie. So I think I even said to you on our way to meet with Jess, like, man, maybe we should have done Jess first, because I just can't imagine anybody being able to, you know, kind of match the personality of Jamie, or, you know, be that down to earth. I just didn't expect the same thing. You know, not that I expected Jess Margera to be an asshole, not at all. But it just didn't seem real that we, you know, were going to have that same experience. But we did, to say the least. We actually got the opportunity to attend a PBR IQ with some of the bands after the tour. And I remember just standing there talking to you, because, you know, of course, we know we're fangirls, but we don't want to play fangirls. I'm not going to, you know, follow the bands around, and we're not going to do that. We're too cool, right?
Yeah, we're not going to ask for selfies with you.
That's right, no selfies. Right, no selfies. So we're standing there talking, and so I feel something wet on my neck. And again, hey, you know, it's 100 degrees, so I'm not going to be upset about water hitting me. But, you know, I'm just confused, like, where is this coming from? So I turn around, and Jess has a squirt gun in his hand squirting me. And now I might be really embarrassed if Jess listens to this podcast and hears me say this, but at that moment, I think I turned back into 15-year-old Donna, and I just said, oh my gosh, I just got squirted by Jess Margera. And it was just, it was such an awesome experience. I mean, it was just, you know, it just goes to show these people, these fans and artists that we look up to, like, they're really just cool, down-to-earth people like you'd meet anywhere.
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm excited to share the interviews with you guys pretty soon with Jamie and Jess. It was fun to do this or that with Jess, asking, you know, what he would prefer. And then just afterwards, like you said, you know, go into the PBR queue, which is funny because preparing up for your arrival, because you had flown into Dallas for this event to hang out with me, I had actually went to Kroger and was like on the hunt for PBR because that was just, I don't know why, that's just a funny drink that we always drink together, even
yeah,
though
that's
it's
just,
it is what it is, right?
But PBR is us.
PBR is us. I mean, I'm not interested in buying you fine wine, no offense, or the most special edition beer out there. But I was like, I gotta get some PBR. So I was stoked to find some PBR that had the guy with the mohawk on it. So it even made it better knowing that PBR had sponsored the event. And then we got PBR water gun. We got PBR, obviously, a koozie that I'm going to be wearing out to the theme spots. But there was a moment of time where literally we were just tossing water guns to people, and then it was just fun. It was not like, you know, uptight or it wasn't judgmental. It was just a bunch of people having fun and harmless fun, right? There's obviously
worse that
can be done or worse people think
about. Who would think that after the Warped Tour, so if you went to Warped Tour and you're just sitting at home like, I wonder what all the bands are doing now. Well, guess what? They were at a PBRQ having water gun fights. That's what your favorite bands were doing after Warped Tour.
It was just a totally cool experience. I can't even explain it. And this meeting the people behind with their mask, and that was a pun intended. Seeing how they act is just awesome. I think it was really funny. It really made me laugh out loud, literally, when you had texted me about your airport incident with the water gun.
Oh, yes.
From DFW.
So I'm trying to leave the airport. And let me just say, the Dallas airport had some hardcore security, which shout out to them. They're keeping us safe in the air. Thank you. But so I've got these PBR water guns. Now, these are the same water guns that Holly and I, you know, had a water gun fight with Jess and a lot of the other band members from CKY, GWAR, other bands that were there. So I'm going through airport security. And so they send my bag through and they're like, ma'am, you can't have these water guns. And I just kind of stop and like blankly look at this man. I was like, what? They're not real guns. They're water guns. We can't have any liquid on the plane. I said, okay, well here, let me shake it out. Like there's no water in it. It's good. And still this man's like, no ma'am, I'm sorry. We're not going to let you get on the plane with these squirt guns. So I just look at this man. I look at him and I stop for a while and I'm thinking about just cussing him out. I'm like, no, I'm going to let him know. So I said, look, I had a water gun fight with Jess Margera. I am not leaving this airport without these squirt guns. Well, needless to say, I won the fight, and I am now back home in West Virginia with my PBR water guns on display. So glad to have won that battle, because I mean I really wouldn't have left. I would have missed my flight to have Holly come pick up my water gun.
I'm sorry, I literally had to mute my audio so I wasn't cracking up laughing during your story. That was just the funniest thing. As soon as that text hit my inbox, I was like, oh shit, I can only imagine this security, like, he has no idea what was he was about to receive telling you what to do with your water gun.
Yeah.
But anyways, It was just cool. It was a cool experience, and I feel like Teaser Talk is a platform for us to share those experiences, personal experiences. Obviously, it's one thing to read about everything, but it's, you know, it's cool just to experience that, and then also let everybody else know, you know, and keep everybody in the loop of, you know, what's going on and what to expect for everything that's upcoming. So that was very cool. So as far as, like, expectations and what's to come of Teaser Talk, Donna, what would you say if you had an elevator pitch to tell everybody, like, this is why you should listen to Teaser Talk, why should they listen to us, and then what's upcoming that they should expect?
Well, I mean, point blank, number one, we're badass, and your ears need to hear what we have to say. but really, so if nothing else, you need to really look forward to the interviews with Jamie and Jess. You've kind of got a little overview on that. So I think from kind of the backstory we've given you, it'll be a lot cooler for you to listen to those and kind of know what we experienced afterwards. And hopefully in the future, we're going to be able to meet with other bands like that and not only share the interviews with you, but kind of give a little commentary on, like, what it was like being with those artists.
Absolutely. And then also, you know, we can't just stop the universe of musicians as much as we want to, but we'll also kind of balance it out with some, maybe some themed episodes. For instance, I know I've already thought about this just because maybe I'm biased, it's my birthday, but like this new Saw movie is coming out October 27th. So drop a little hintity hint hint, for my birthday present. But, you know, when that comes out, like maybe you and I should do like, let's play a game, or, you know, like having fun with that theme and, you know, the horror movies, or also even, you know, going back to concertees, maybe it's fashion, not so much of like who's designer what, but it's like, hey, check out this badass shirt, or here's a cool DIY project for you guys to
do.
Definitely. Or like, here's, you know, here's this style, here's how you find it for like, you know, $50 cheaper, because that's a concert ticket in itself, right?
Absolutely.
Well, awesome. We are super excited for the future of Teaser Talk. We have found out that Twitter is going to be the best way to reach out to us. That's operated by Donna and myself right now. So, Donna, if you want to give some details on how people can reach out to us and then our handle that they can follow us and reach out with any requests.
Yeah, I'd love to. So you guys feel free to get a hold of us on Twitter. Our handle is talk_2_teaser. We'll also have that link available for you, so you can find us a little easier. But we welcome you to just ask us questions. Tell us what you want to hear on the next episode or episodes to come. And really, I mean, we just want to hear from you. Even if you don't have questions, if you just want to comment on something that we've talked about, we'd love to hear your input. So we really hope to hear from you guys. The more information you give us about what you like, the better content we can bring you.
Very cool. So, yeah, again, that handle is just talk_2_teaser. Thank you guys so much for tuning in for our very first episode. And like I said, we are stoked and excited about what's to come. We'll talk to you guys later.